different times, but I've always, and that's what you want me to say, is what we've always grown up with. And it would say sick on the stomach. I don't know why.
It does, it's kind of odd, but that's the way it goes.
That's right.
Do you know a name for a noisy, prankish celebration that's right after a wedding when people want to tease the bride and the groom?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard names like belling bee or bull banding or shivery or serenade? Or?
No.
Okay.
Well, serenade, I've heard of that, of course. But that would be more or less before the wedding. Not afterwards.
And what do some people call a spook if they want to frighten a child?
A ghost.
Which, if you were trying to just make a child behave, you might say, well, you better behave or so-and-so will get you. What would you say?
The boogeyman you have reference to. Mm-hmm. But I've never used it, so I wouldn't know how to spell it.
Okay. How do you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Do you ever say anything else?
No.
Okay, one of the responses we've gotten was Christmas gift, and I don't know just when.
Oh, yes, I have heard that too. Yes, my husband is right good at that. He with the colored people again, see?
Oh,
that started way back in the times when the colored people would expect a gift, of course, for Christmas, and they would greet the white people with that Christmas gift, and they'd have to give something. The first one who said it would be the recipient, would receive the gift. And if you didn't beat this one other one to it, why, then you had to give it. So, yes, that is an old custom.
Oh, I'm Christmas glad to hear
gift.
About that.
Yes, Christmas gift. I had heard that because I've heard him do that with the colored people. Because the man that builds the fire, the cook, he'd slip in and try to get the first opportunity to say Christmas gift. And he wouldn't expect anything from them, but just to get ahead of them. Because he knew they were going to say it. And they would expect a gift, which they always get anyway.
So it's a contest, really, to see who can say it fastest.
That's all. It's just an old custom handed down. I never did participate in that. I never think of it. They catch me every Christmas. I never remember it. They always, as soon as I walk out, they say, Christmas gift. Well, I usually have some ready for them anyway. But I've never done that. But I have, that is an old custom. I guess maybe just in the South, I don't know. Do you?
We don't have
universal it. Universal it is, but down South they've always done it.
Okay, suppose you had a very heavy suitcase and you had to carry it down the road. When you got there you might say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to walk this very far.
Oh, I know what you have reference to there, but we would say carry, right on. But there is a word, tote. Is that what you're looking for?
If you use it.
Uh-huh. No, I've heard it used, again, among the Negroes, they use it a great deal. Toted, like the wood, after tote in the wood.
Mm.
We always said bring in the firewood, or carry, as far back as I go.
Okay.
Chitlins, you have reference to chitlins.
Uh-huh. Do you have any other names for them?
No.
Okay. And can you eat the insides of any other creatures?
Have any other creatures? Not at all. I don't know.
Okay.